Because we have Matt and Lydia here, we are going to take up item 15 and then we will be done for the day. So thank you both for sticking around.
Thank you. It's going to pull that paper away. Lydia would have been a power cut. Once again, good afternoon. Matt Snyder, Regional Supervisor for State Parks and Trails. With me, Lydia Austin, our interpreter, our Visitor Service Program Manager. She's changed. So what we want to talk about today is just an overview of our major destination events, as we call them. It's the 85th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally this past year, the 5th Summer Trail Trek, the 27th Fall Trail Trek we're going to have, the 60th Annual Buffalo Roundup in conjunction with our 32nd Arts Festival, and then our 3rd Annual Rocky Point Recreation Area Archery Antelope Hunt. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Lydia.
Madam Chair, Commission Secretary Roebling, Lydia Austin, Visitor Services. I'll keep this brief. I can feel Scott glaring at me behind me. So we'll go there. I know. I'm a little nervous. So we had a really good year in the West region. This was done through multiple teams. We just get to talk about it, and they all did a great job. The first one being the 85th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. It was wonderful weather. We had a lot of folks. We were up 26% increase in bike band sales this year. It really showed, especially up at Sylvan. Like Matt said, Playhouse Road, we caught that there. So that was a really good one. Kind of going a little bit farther back, in the beginning of the summer, we had our 5th annual summer trail trek, and this was a great one for the Mickelson Trail crew. We really increased our use on this. We had over 343 guests from all over the country, had almost 49 states represented. It was really neat to see. We were actually kind of getting a little worried about it, because you can see from the last couple of years, the numbers have been low. And just with working with the team, we were able to increase that. It was beautiful weather. I will say the first day was incredibly hot, especially when you're down in Edgemont. We were over 107 degrees, but everyone made it, and it was a great trip or a great ride. And we're really excited to open up next year for the 6th and continue that. Going into that, the next one is going to be this month. These next couple are ones that haven't happened yet. We do have the fall trek coming up here in a couple weeks right before Roundup. Again, looking for another good year on this. We did have 583 folks signed up for this one, which is a little down from our 650 the year before. And we're kind of doing that based on feedback. We got several comments that when we bumped it up to 650 last year, it was too busy. We were losing the spirit of Mickelson Trail Trek. We were losing what made it special. And so we listened to those and we dropped it down. And we did see a little bit less, but we're thinking that the summer trek was actually kind of pulling from our fall trek, that people wanted to come during the summer when things were open, that nicer weather. So we're thinking summer trek pulled a little bit from fall, but still 583 signed up. We got all the items ready. We're going to start packing bags and get ready for another great event coming up. Then right on the heels of that, like Matt said, we are celebrating our 60th annual Buffalo Roundup. This is turning out to be a thing, as it should. We're really excited about it. Staff are excited about it. We've worked really closely with Travel South Dakota. We're going to be doing a 5-part documentary about the roundup that is just turning out really neat. That's going to air on September 9th on YouTube and all our channels. And I've watched the previews of it. I've helped edit it, and it's going to be fun. It brings back the romance of the roundup. I learned stories I didn't even know. And it gets you excited again, even though we've done this a lot, it kind of got us excited again about the roundup. We're also doing a couple other things, trying to just, you know, capitalize on that 60th. We're going to tell the story through interpretive signs, the arts festival, why we do the roundup, how it's important, how it became a thing. We're doing, working with South Dakota Public Broadcasting to do an AM transmitter down actually at the corrals. So we'll get a radio station. So as people come in, they can tune to whatever that is, like 1690. And Chris here is going to be our voice, and we're going to do a welcome to everybody, what to expect, get out that information. But what I'm really excited about is a lot of times when we park over 20,000 people, there's a lag between when they're parked and when the roundup actually starts and people get restless out on the prairie, with this radio station, now we get to tell the story. They're going to listen to Chris and South Dakota Public Broadcasting tell the stories of the park, why we're doing the roundup, where the riders are. So it's not just a blank field. They actually get to, hey, the riders are on hay flats. The buffalo are giving them a hard time. They'll come down, and they get to hear the story, hopefully, between that. So we're really excited about that. We'll do some other things. Golden Bison at the Arts Festival to find out. We have almost 170 vendors, so we're hoping to hit that 180 vendor again. We have the hot air balloons coming. We have some great bands. Just some activities going on down there. So it's looking and feeling like it's going to be a big year again. We're really hoping so. And like I said, celebrating that 60th and just telling the stories from there. So with that, I'm going to give it back to Matt.
Okay. I know last year we covered this with Brad Nelson, the Rocky Point Wounded Warrior Archery Antelope Hunt, but he's planning on doing that again this year. It'll be their third year, September 17th through the 22nd. Rocky Point basically hosts and helps with this coordination with the event, with the landowners and that. So the Veterans Outdoor Therapy is actually the nonprofit behind this. And what they do is they select four Purple Heart recipients that apply through the Veterans Outdoor Therapy. And it's an all-expense-paid trip for them. So this year they have somebody from Nebraska, Arizona, North Carolina, and Missouri coming to take part in this. So like I said, everything's covered. They get the non-resident tags for them for the antelope. And typically if these guys fill early, then they basically take them fishing. And if they fill really early, like last year, they went ahead and got small game license for them too, and they went out grouse hunting. And it's just an excellent event. I asked Brad, I said, so is it all guys? Do we get any females? He said they actually, for the first time, had some females apply this year. And I'm not sure how it's selected, so I think we're going to see some diversity here in the future too. But it's been a great program for them up there. Brad's really looking forward to it. He enjoys this. They all have a good time. And the community up there really comes together with supplying the food, the different sportsmen's groups up there that come together. The landowners have a lot of fun. They usually will take some of them on horseback and do some stalking. And last year, I believe all four of them were successful with getting an antelope. So look forward to that again this year. So with that, we'll stand by for any questions.
Any questions, comments from the commission? You guys have a lot going on out here. It's exciting for everybody that's going to be able to take part. So thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, and just one last thing, an invitation to the roundup this year. So if you don't have anything going on and you want to come out, I know a couple of you guys are planning on riding, so that's always great. But if others just want to come out and experience, let me know, and we'll make sure you get a pass to get into the back gate so you're not in traffic for hours, and see if we can't get you in the chase vehicle if you'd like, and take part of it. So, but yeah, you're welcome, and just let myself or Jeff or Secretary Roebling know, and we'll get you the proper information you need and where to be, and come experience it. It's a fabulous event. It never gets old. And every year is a little bit different twist to it that you just roll with. So it'll be fun. So thank you.
Additional comments or questions from the commission? Secretary Roebling, anything else?
No, just super exciting time of year. Fall is just around the corner. And thank you, Lydia and Matt, for all your work on this. I will attest, I've seen those videos. They are awesome. Lydia and the crew, thank you so much. I mean, you guys put a lot of time and effort into that. So great work.
Awesome. Thank you.
And with that, we've hit the end of the agenda for today. So we will be at ease until 8 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for your work and information today. We'll see you tomorrow morning.